Chapter 41. The Restoration of Perfect Equilibrium. The philosophy of the Egyptian arch. Gnosis can be approached and understood with liberating results only on the basis of the reborn soul. True seekers, those in whom new soul powers are growing, will have experienced this with great inner joy. However, such persons may still have two important questions which it would be worthwhile to answer. Is our life field that was said to constitute part of the holy earth a creation of Lucifer, or is it an emergency order created by the Elohim? And are we nature-born human beings created by Lucifer, or are we an emergency order creation of the Elohim? Our answer is as follows. Our life field is and will always be a part of the absolute earth, and it is therefore, together with the other strata of the earth, a creation of the Elohim, the sons of God, and it has been made in accordance with the plan of the Logos. As such, creation is to be called perfect, and this includes the creation of our life field. The legends say that Lucifer disturbed this plan so that many souls could not be liberated from dialectics, from the interplay of the twin forces of nature. This had a number of consequences, including the development of various disharmonious processes in our life field. The microcosm and the soul it contains emanate from the Elohim, but the personality is entirely nature-born. All sorts of things are possible with this personality. As we said before, the heart alone is under the direct influence of the rose, the soul, even prior to birth. In an attempt to make the heart as open as possible for cooperation with the soul, only when man gives the heart a central place in his life in cooperation with the soul is it possible to speak of an emergency order body. Now let us consider the figure of Lucifer. This figure, also known as Satan, is always linked with the concept of heat or fire. A mighty fire is raging throughout the entire dialectical universe. Think of the sun, of the explosions on suns and in solar systems and other celestial bodies. There is thus a mighty fire burning in our stratum, to which the universal doctrine refers as Satan. So, from a cosmic point of view, Satan is not a fallen angel or archangel who opposes God's plan. Nothing could be further from the truth. The order of the universe is unassailable, as the spiritual testament of the ancient Rosicrucians testifies, Dei Gloria Intacta. The glory of God, of his creation, and his creatures is unassailable. Cold also occurs in the same universe, alongside the mighty fire of Satan. Modern investigators speak of tremendously high temperatures existing alongside unimaginably intense cold. The element of fire is always centrifugally directed, while cold is centripetally directed, it shrinks. Fire gives rise to the expanding universe, while cold gives rise to the shrinking universe. Cold causes petrification, crystallization. So in our life field, we can distinguish the twin forces of heat or fire, the centrifugal, breaking apart, bursting force, and cold, the centripetal, crystallizing, densifying force. When these twin forces are not in equilibrium, the result will always be grief, misery, pain, and confusion. And that is exactly what happens in this life field and in our lives as nature-born human beings. We do not yet have anything like an equilibrium between fire and cold, between the centrifugal and the centripetal. All our difficulties are due to this lack of balance. Sometimes we know in advance that our activities will give rise to a mighty astral fire. In the universal doctrine, Lucifer is always associated with astral fire. We then ignite this fire through a certain mentality, causing an explosive centrifugal effect. But this in turn is a reaction which gives rise to dreadful grief. We say to ourselves or to others that this grief makes our heart shrink. That is cold. Do not understand the word cold literally, but rather figuratively. cold is always that which causes shrinking and crystallization. He who learns to control fire, who does not indulge in what is explosive, will also gain control over the opposite force. Equilibrium between the centrifugal and the centripetal, between heat and cold, the twin forces of nature, results in true harmony and transfiguration, the ideal metabolism. If you live as is suggested in our previous discussions, the classical sin of Lucifer will be eradicated. That is the secret of Gnostic magic. Finally, we would like to draw your attention once again to the ninth book of Hermes. We have seen how a bona fide spiritual school manifests itself as a living body in harmony with the great cosmic laws, maintaining a perfect equilibrium between the centrifugal and centripetal forces. If a Gnostic community keeps on doing this and remains on the right basis of the true divine cosmic order, it need never be afraid that such a living body might perish or be annihilated. All the living bodies of the preceding brotherhood still exist in all their beauty and glory. That is why verse 10 states, and it applies to both the individual and the group, that the bodies of heavenly beings maintain the order assigned to them in the beginning by the Father. This order is indestructibly preserved for the return of each of them to the state of perfection. Through equilibrium, the metabolism remains harmonious, and the group body remains eternally young. In this life field, one can always see numerous communities and orders which, however well they may have begun, eventually give evidence of crystallization, which unavoidably leads to the breaking up of the group. So on the one hand, we see the forces of petrification and implosion, while on the other hand, there is an explosion, a bursting, a.e. sunder. The cause of such a downfall always lies in the fact that the group concerned ceased to adhere to the laws of the divine order, and as a result, the essential was simply unable to keep its grounds. If the group had kept these fundamental laws, nothing of the essential would have been able to pass away. When work is undertaken in the Gnosis, the question is never whether or not such work will succeed, because if the inner laws are adhered to, the work will always be successful. Therefore, whenever the school of the young Gnosis is faced with a necessary task, it does not first ask whether it will turn out well, but invariably resolves that it must be, so we will begin. In this connection, we would like to point out that just like the preceding brotherhoods, the school of the young Gnosis will always keep to the Gnostic signature of the work, without the slightest deviation to the left or to the right. The application of this golden rule is simple but rigorous, and if a pupil experiences this rigor, he should not think that the school is simply carrying out an article of the law without any love, merely following certain external rules or dogmas. The aim is precisely to ensure that great love in the life and activities of the school. If the group follows the golden rules of the Gnosis, it will be absolutely impossible for any adversary to damage the work. No evil will ever befall you, either individually or as a part of the group, if the path of the rebirth of the soul and rebirth by the soul is steadfastly walked. He who goes the way of the soul will also control the fire and the cold. He will control in perfect equilibrium the twin forces of the dialectical earth. Then the temptation of Lucifer, the devil or Satan, will not be able to harm him in any way. He will be able to celebrate the crowning of the path with an absolute victory.